not include having his home planet blasted to dust beneath his slippers. Had the human race held a referendum, it would have been quite likely that Arthur Dent would have been voted least suitable to carry the hopes of humankind into space. Arthur's university yearbook actually referred to him as most likely to end up living in a hole in the Scottish Highlands with only the chip on his shoulder for company. Luckily, Arthur's Betelgeusean friend, Ford Prefect, a roving researcher for that illustrious interstellar travel almanac, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, was more of an optimist. Ford saw silver linings where Arthur saw only clouds, and so between them they made one prudent space traveller, unless their travels led them to the planet Junipella, where the clouds actually did have silver linings. Arthur would have doubtless steered the ship straight into the nearest cloud of gloom, and Ford would have almost certainly attempted to steal the silver, which would have resulted in the catastrophic combustion of the natural gas inside the lining. The explosion would have been pretty, but as a heroic ending it would lack a certain something, i.e., a hero in one piece. The only other Earthling left alive was Tricia McMillan, or Trillian, to use her cool, spacey name, a fiercely ambitious astrophysicist come fledgling reporter who had always believed that there was more to life than life on Earth. In spite of this conviction, Trillian had nevertheless been amazed